April the 2nd, 2019. Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika resigned following weeks of massive street protests. Frail, unable to walk or talk, and rarely seen in public following a stroke he suffered in 2013, Bouteflika bowed to pressure from protesters and the army chief. This is the moment he resigned and handed over power to the Senate Speaker, who became the interim head of state. An undignified exit for the man who played crucial roles in Algeria's modern history. Bouteflika is considered a national hero by his supporters. He fought on the battlefield during Algeria's War of Independence from France, then served as foreign minister until 1979. In the early 1980s, he was accused of corruption and went into self-imposed exile. The charges were later dropped. And at the end of the civil war in the late 1990s that claimed the lives of thousands, Bouteflika won an election with the backing of the military. The opposition said the vote was rigged. Bouteflika won praise for restoring stability that led to an economic boom and major development projects nationwide. He also managed to hold the country together during the Arab Spring. There were protests in January 2011 against poverty and unemployment. The government responded by creating thousands of small business opportunities with generous incentives to young entrepreneurs, reducing food prices and ending a decades-old state of emergency. Despite the initiatives, riots continued. After winning a second mandate in 2004, Bouteflika changed the constitution to run for a third term. And despite deteriorating health, he changed the constitution once again to secure a fourth term. Western leaders considered him an important ally in the fight against armed groups in North Africa. Bouteflika had zero tolerance towards Al-Qaeda and others. His heavy-handedness linked to that approach is blamed for costing civilian lives. In 2013, 30 foreign workers were killed when Bouteflika ordered the army to storm a gas plant in the Algerian desert. The aim was to rescue hundreds of hostages held by an armed group affiliated to Al-Qaeda. Critics said the president could have saved lives had he negotiated a safe exit for the hostages or planned the counterattack more carefully. Bouteflika's grip on power started to slip when he announced his bid to run for a fifth term in February 2019. Hundreds of thousands of Algerians poured into the streets in the biggest demonstrations seen since the independence in 1962. For 5 weeks, the protesters demanded the president and his allies resign. Bouteflika first tried to placate protesters by reversing his decision to stand again and postponing the election, saying he'd stay on until a new constitution was adopted. But it wasn't enough to stop the revolt. The protests continued. Abdelaziz Bouteflika's fate was sealed when the army chief stepped in, forcing Algeria's longest-serving president from power.